getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, imagine that. It's time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Polka music is the deal of the day. It's the deal of the day every week, for Pete's sake. That's all we do here in the Oompa Hour, hence the name of the show. If we were going to play classical music, it wouldn't be called the Oompa Hour. It'd be called the Boring Hour. No, I shouldn't be insulting people like Beethoven. That just wouldn't be right. But anyway, here we are in the launch of another edition of the Oompa Hour. For those of you keeping track, show 178, according to my count. Wow, that's a lot of polkas. Anyway, what's in store for us today? I have no idea. I have three vintage records that I just acquired with a bunch of records here that I purchased from a guy. You know, everybody plays the Too Fat Polka. That's a big popular number. And we've got the opposite today. We got a polka about somebody who's too darn skinny, and a couple of other great instrumentals that are on the Dana label from back in the good old days of polka record labels back in the 40s and 50s. They put out an awful lot of records. We've got some of those, a good mix of a little bit of everything. And, of course, our weekly playing of the old style vaults coming up. Maybe we'll do it in the first part of the show to get it out of the way this week, because I'm not sick of it yet, and I'm going to keep playing it just because I can. So let's roll it, shall we? Billy Sparko and the orchestra. Billy's doing the singing. This is the Dancing Dolls Polka.
Razno brzmi, jak wesoło tańczyć mi, w lewo, prawo, raz i dwa, la, 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 la. Daj mi sobie rączki dwie, każdy dzisiaj tańczyć chce, dalej w koło, raz i dwa, la, 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 la. Dookoło siebie wraz, przytupnijmy sobie wraz, potem razem, raz i dwa, la, 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 la. Pięknie gra, tańczą wszyscy, tańczą ja, bijąc parami raz i dwa, la, 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 la.
It's Billy Sparko and the orchestra, Dancing Dolls Polka, get things rolling on the Oompa Hour this week. I hope you're having a good week. Yeah, man, we're into like the last part of August now, officially. It's practically Christmas. I'm telling you, though, you really do. You have to start planning for Christmas by now. I am not kidding you. We were at a rummage sale here about a week or so ago, and you know, I'm a big fan of putting the plastic blow molds out in the yard. Blow molds are those plastic things that you put in the yard. They have a light bulb in them and they light up. Not the ones, when you say blow mold, a lot of people think they have the fans in them and they blow up like the big snowmen and the big Santa Clauses and whatnot. But this is old, back in the good old days, in the 50s and 60s and 70s, they were made out of hard plastic and they were anywhere from a couple of feet to, you know, 4 or 5 feet tall. And you'd put them in the yard at Christmas. And I have lots of them in the attic. I have... You know, I've got the Snoopies and the Minnie Mouse and the Santa's Workshop signs and the elves and the little men and the Santas and the snowmen and the sleighs and the reindeer and all that. And I do have Joseph and Mary. And now we have a baby Jesus that we picked up this year at a rummage sale. And I scored 2 out of 3 wise men. We're like, dude, where's the third wise man? I don't know. He must be at home somewhere. He didn't have him at the swap meet. So we have 2 of the 3 wise men now. So if anybody goes by our yard and they're like, look at, they're missing a wise man. I'm just going, he had to go to the can is my excuse for that. So anyway, but start planning now and you'll be much happier when December gets here. I can't believe I even brought up Christmas. All right, back to the music. Turntable number 1 is up here. It's the Eddie Foreman Orchestra. Yes, it is. For a minute, I was thinking it was the Frohman Orchestra. It's the Foreman Orchestra. Duh, that's what it says on the record. This is the Play a Song for Me Polka.
He lived in the country in an old log shack. His real name was Yashu, but I called him Music Man. Now Music Man is loved by everyone he knew. And Music Man sang songs, and he played the squeeze box too. Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song for me, and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song, let your squeeze box play. Down to Music Man's almost every day. We'd sit and drink the pee-ball that Music Man had made. Then he'd take his squeeze box down and ask me if I'd sing. And he would play the squeeze box and we'd sing all day. Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song for me and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song, let your squeeze box play. That's when I was just a kid, and now that I am grown, all I have are memories, old Music Man is gone. But he left me his squeeze box, and it always takes me back. And every time I play it, I still hear Music Man. Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song for me, and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song, let your squeeze box play.
That's the Eddie Foreman Orchestra. Play a song for me, Music Man, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Yep, spinning the polkas and the occasional waltz and the occasional schottische and the occasional oberic and all the rest of them here on the show like we do every week. Don't forget, by the way, if you had desire to get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour, and maybe you do, maybe you don't, there are ways you can do it, though. And basically, they're free on top of that. You can call us, actually, at 218-259-2985 and leave a record on the magic answering device there. Or you could text to that number, too, if you do that texting kind of thing. That's kind of fun. Or you can email us, Oompa Hour at AOL.com. That's another convenient way to do it. And also Facebook, www.facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll do the job for you there. So all those ways you can get in touch with the Oompa Hour if you have a request, a dedication, a question, whatever the case might be here. This is terrible. I've got one record ready to go, and I'm over here flipping through more records while I'm talking at the same time because I'm playing Sam Pugliano's Slovene Orchestra here in a minute. But before we get to that, let's do this one first. Get it out of the way in the first part of the show. It's still cracking me up, so I'm going to keep playing it every week. And don't worry that I'm going to wear out the record, because I've got a whole bunch of these. I got like a handful of these 45s. So by now, you could probably all sing with. Here's the old style waltz. Ah, yes! It is Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra.
Ah, yeah! I love an old style waltz, played by that old style band. That's to this old style waltz, in which you can hold her hand. Give me an old style girl, hand me an old style beer. Round and round we'll whirl, mid hearts but is full of cheer. We'll swing and sway in an old fashioned way, a setting for romance. It's my lucky day. And I hear her say, I'd like to get in your pen. What's it? This is an old style waltz, played by an old style band. Dance to this old style waltz. I'm sure you will think it's grand. Play it, fella, shaka. It's a setting for romance. It's my lucky day. Even I hear her say, why don't we give love a chance? This is an old style waltz, played by an old style band. Try this old style waltz.
I'm telling you, it still cracks me up every time. That's a classy number there. Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra and the Old Style Waltz on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And, yeah, I would like to do, like, one show where all I do is play all the kooky records, because there's a lot of kooky ones. And that's one of them. I could, maybe. I've not done a theme show for a long time. Maybe we'll have to give that some thought. But what do you think about that? Let's go to the Parkway Polka with Sam Pugliano's Slovene Orchestra. Sam Pugliano's Slavine Orchestra. That is the Parkway Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, we already played a waltz, and you know we always try to include a waltz in every show, and I've been trying to not really count the old-style waltz that I play every week as the official waltz of the week. And I record up, there's not a waltz, but there's a good tune for those of you who prefer not to be doing the fast dancing. And I know some of you would rather not be doing the fast dancing. You're a little tuckered out by this time of day. Yeah, for all I know, you're listening to this at 9 in the morning. I have no idea. But anyway, the Shimaleski brothers, way back when, did a wonderful version of Tiny Bubbles. And no, it's not in waltz time, but it's definitely a belly rubber. So here you go. Shimaleski Brothers, Tiny Bubbles, a Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Look at that. We're a third of the way through the show already, and I haven't even done the first commercial. I'm sloughing off here. So before we get on to a brand-new record, well, it's brand-new to me anyway, that I just got out of a box of records I bought from a guy, I'm going to tell you about a World of Accordions museum. I've been telling you about it for a long time, and I'm sure you've all been there by now. Haven't you? Well, some of you are shaking your heads. Well, you should pay them a visit. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, right there on Belknap Street. And when I say, you know, it's a world of accordions, it is a museum, and it is a world of accordions within the world that we live in. 1,400 or so Concertinas and accordions are on display at a World of Accordions museum, not to mention all sorts of memorabilia and historical documentation, the history of the music, the history of the players, the history of the instruments. They got a groovy gift shop. They have a beautiful concert hall. They have a lot of events going on all the time, mostly in the nice weather, of course, because this is the North Country. And I don't want to discourage you to ever visit, but I'm thinking January and February would not be the best time to be there. Oh, but it's a beautiful spot, and it's a fabulous place, and you need to just check it out, okay? Do it online, worldofaccordions.org. You can look at some pictures, read about the history and all this, and you're going to read it and go, wow, I've got to put that on my travel agenda. So check it out when you have a chance, won't you? Worldofaccordions.org is where you find out more. Back to the music. The Skinny Mini Polka by Sunny Day. I have not heard this record in its entirety. In fact, I bought these mail order from a guy. A guy said, I got a big box of polka records. Do you want them? I said, yes. And he mailed them to me. And I just unpacked the package like an hour ago. And, of course, I always look for the ones with the silly titles. And I look for the ones that have singing as opposed to instrumentals. Because it's hard to have a silly instrumental. And I was like, Skinny Mini, and I listened for just a second, and I thought, this is like the opposite of the Too Fat Polka. So here is Sunny Day and the Skinny Mini Polka.
Skinny Mini, ha-cha-cha, she's my baby, la-di-da, when she kisses, ooh-la-la. Skinny Mini, ha-cha-cha, Skinny Mini is treetop tall, her head in the kitchen and her feet in the hall. 6'4", long and lean, the kissingest woman you ever have seen. Every night at 8:30, I meet her by the garden gate. I hold her hand and 1, 2, 3, Skinny Minnie's kissing me. I took her to a movie show. When they turned the lights down low, what we did I can't discuss. Everyone was watching us. Go to the record hops, every time the music stops, she kisses me and ooh la la. Skinny Mini, ha-cha-cha, Skinny Mini is treetop tall, her head in the kitchen and her feet in the hall. 6'4", long and lean, the kissingest woman you ever have seen. She's my gal, Skinny Minnie, she's my pal. She takes a shower and you can bet Skinny Minnie won't get wet.
All right, now just hold the bus here. Back the truck up a second. Did that sound familiar to you? Now, that was Sunny Day doing the Skinny Mini Polka. Says so right on the record. Did that not sound a lot like Bill Haley to you? Remember Bill Haley and the Comets? Rock Around the Clock? See You Later, Alligator? Shake, Rattle, and Roll? That sounded an awful lot like Bill Haley. And, you know, before Bill Haley was doing rock and roll records with the Comets, he was doing country and western stuff, and he was doing hillbilly stuff, and he was yodeling. He may have even done a polka or two. And he had a rock and roll record called Skinny Mini as well. And that sounded an awful lot. Man, you know, if I was even a little bit organized, you know, it's a long, long way to the basement from this studio on the second floor. If I could get to the basement and back during one song, no, I would not have time to find it. I want to play a little bit of Bill Haley doing Skinny Mini and just to compare. Because it's okay, I tell you what, we're going to listen to the Michigan Polka Tells here. And then I'm going to see what I can do about that. And then, of course, there were other people did song. There was Boney Maroney, which was an answer to reply to Short Fat Fanny. And there's a lot of skinny and fat song. Anyway, that sounded a lot like Bill Haley to me, and I'm sure it's not. But yeah, that it's man, the songs are so close. I'm going to, Dirt, you're going to listen to the Michigan Polka Tells here, do the D sharp polka. And I'm going to go see if I can't track down a copy of Skinny Mini. So if I return all exhausted, that's why, okay? All right, I made it. You just heard the Michigan Polkatels do the D-shell polka. I think I called it the D-sharp polka earlier. It's the D-shell polka anyway. And while you were listening to that, I ran downstairs to the record library and managed to find an original scratchy old Bill Haley 45, a skinny mini. And we're going to compare it, just a little bit of it, because we don't have time to play them both again here. But man, I hope you can see the similarity, all right? Let me give you a little bit of Sunny Day doing the skinny mini polka. That should be right here on turntable number one.
Skinny mini ha-cha-cha, she's my baby, la-de-da, when she kisses, ooh-la-la. Skinny mini ha-cha-cha, skinny mini is treetop tall, her head in the kitchen and her feet in the hall. 6'4", long and lean, the kissingest woman you ever have seen.
All right, so now you have that voice in your head. You have that, especially the opening to the music. And you'll see why I think there's such a comparison here. And this is Bill Haley and the Comets doing Skinny Minnie, the rock and roll song, like 1956, 57. I'm kind of guessing there because I didn't have time to look it up. But now listen to this.
Chick. Well, I do.
All right, didn't mean to just leave that playing forever. That's a pretty good song, though. But you can see the similarities with that whole rhythm thing, and the voice is very similar. Anyway, so that was Bill Haley in the Comets, just sneaking in a little sliver of that here for comparison, and a brief moment as we step into the musical education classroom, ladies and gentlemen. Back to the music like we're supposed to be doing here. Whoopi John is on turntable number two, and I don't even remember what this is now. This was so exciting to me. Oh, it's the Hello, Joe Polka.
Thank you.
That's Whoopi John and the orchestra. Hello, Joe Polka. I even learned the lyrics to that. Follow along. Hello, Joe. Hey, you got it too. All right, marching along here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Hey, gathering every week about this same time, same place, same whatever, we do this. We play polka records and old-time records, and we pretty much have a ball doing it. Now, we already played Skinny Minnie, and it seems only right that we play the Too Fat Polka in the same show. Ah, but I'm not going to play the Arthur Godfrey version. I'll tell you about this. I used to have some discount record companies back in the 50s. One of them was called Royal Records. There was another one called Varsity. There was another one called Design. There were several of them. And they made good records, but they sold them a little cheaper, and they weren't always the same name brand people that were famous for singing the songs. And they did gimmicky things to try to make it more interesting, like this record is on bright red see-through vinyl. Looks like a taillight on a 64 Falcon, you know what I mean? And anyway, so this is Slim Bryant doing the Too Fat Polka.
Oh, here's a silly ditty, you can sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can sing it night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, cause I just sing the tune.
Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, please do that for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. I get dizzy, I get numb, oh, when I'm dancing with my chum, chum, jumbo. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. Can she prance up a hill? No, 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 no. Can she dance a quadrille? No, 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 no. Does she fit in my coop? By herself she's a croup. Could she possibly sit upon my knee? No, no, no. Oh,
I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
She's just right for me.
She's too fat for me.
I don't want her, you can have her, please do that for me.
She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. She's a twosome, she's a foursome. If she'd lose some, I would like her more some.
I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
She's just right for me.
She's too fat for me.
I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me.
There you go, Slim Bryant there. And the Too Fat Polka, she's too fat for me. It doesn't credit the other people in the band or anything. And I was wondering, I was thinking to myself, Arthur Godfrey didn't do all those different little voices in his version, did he? I don't know. I don't recall. I'm not playing it, though. But we don't worry about being overly politically correct here on the Oompa Hour. We try to be polite, but we're not overly politically correct, because when you get right down to it, every one of these songs is just another polka. Oh, no! He said it, the Ron Harvey Orchestra.
It's just another polka, it's just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka. But somehow the music has charmed. This is just another polka, but holy smoka, oh, what a girl in my arms. This is just another polka, play the Six Fat Dutchman polka. Here's another polka. polka. It's the Frankie Yankovic polka. Another polka, it's the Romy Gaz polka. Now here's another polka, it's the Bernie Roberts polka. Just another polka, it's the Whoopie John polka. Here's one more polka, sing the Lawrence Duka polka.
Is that how we snuck in a little segue there? That's when you play two songs in a row. Because I knew if I didn't do something dramatic very soon, I was going to have Just Another Polka stuck in my head from the Ron Harvey Orchestra that we played right before we played the Roy Graham Combo doing their instrumental version of the Beer Barrel Polka. Everybody in the world, every polka band, I think, has done both of those songs. Just Another Polka and the Beer Barrel Polka, pretty much recorded by hundreds of different groups, each one of those songs. So they get stuck in your... I will, too. I will sing Just Another Polka to myself for the rest of the darn day now. But that's just the way it goes, I guess, huh? All right, the Earl Schmidt Band over here at turntable number two on Oxborough Records, of all things. And this is the Jet Polka. The Earl Schmidt Band there, the Jet Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Hang in there, because we have more to come.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds, too.
33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, looks like we got a little time to sneak a few more tunes into the show here this week. Let's see, we did a waltz already, if you count the old-style waltz. Then we did Tiny Bubbles, which was a slow tune, but not a waltz. And then, just as we're getting toward the end of the show, I stumble onto a little Wally record here, and I guess, if memory serves, this is a waltz, and it's called Hot Pants. Tell you what, we are losing every ounce of political correctness credibility that we had with the show this week, huh? Man, the Hot Pants, it just says Hot Pants. It's not really the Hot Pants Polka. And that was a little fast for a waltz. What was that? Was that an Oberic, perhaps? My definitions get a little fuzzy sometimes. But anyway, it was Lil Wally. And then it says Mr. Happiness under his name, too, to make it even more interesting. So there you go. I'm trying to decide. See, what I'm doing is trying to figure out if we're going to have time to squeak in two more records in the show. I don't know. Maybe if I just shut up and tell you that we're going to play the Bounce Polka now from Gene Heyer and his orchestra. Thank you. All right, by my calculations, if I don't dawdle here, we can jam in Leo Greco doing the clarinet polka. We got it in there. Leo Greco and the band there and the clarinet polka. And with that, we come to the close of another edition of the Oompa Hour. Man, for a second I thought I was going to have to speed up the record there to fit it all in. But hey, we made it. So we're in pretty good shape for another week. I hope you're at least as pooped out as I am after this one.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. The station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, Kebs Records, and a World of Accordions Museum. We shall return to do it again next week. In the meantime, you know what I'm going to say? Say it with me. Stay happy, everybody!